and welcome to Saturate with your host, gospel singer, and Bible teacher, Chris Norman. Saturate is a program where we study to show ourselves approved, not ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. So grab your Bible and study along with us as we dig deeper in order to expose a lot of erroneous preconceived ideas about God's word. As we prepare to study, let's pray. Father, thank you for making your word available to us, and thanks for the Holy Spirit's anointing to discern what we read today. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, here's your host, Chris Norman.
Hey, what a beautiful day, what a beautiful day. No time for delay. I'm thirsty, but before I drink, OJ. Gotta pray, gotta say thanks to Jesus, because he's just the one who forgave me. What I done, what I'm gonna do, yo, you too. And I ain't through yet. Stop feeling upset, because there's much to get and there's much to gain. For the name I proclaim and attains the very power of boy, joy, girl, world of love from above. It's the reason I rap, because Jesus, my Lord, makes me so happy. Woo! Welcome to Saturate. Can you tell I'm getting saturated? I know what you're thinking. Man, I don't know if I need to listen to this crazy man or not. Oh, my wife told me, please don't rap. It's hard for a country boy to rap. Well, have you ever been in church and the man stand up and say, somebody stand up and testify, and then somebody stand up and start telling all bawling and squalling about how they ain't gonna make it and the devil's been eating on me, you know, y'all need to pray. Oh my goodness, sit down. Somebody needs to stand up and tell something good for the Lord. That's what this song says. Testify.
Well, I went to church last Sunday. I heard the preacher stand up and say, I've been talking to the Lord.
God's done something good in your life, and he does, he will, he is. Ooh, some of you just don't even know it yet. Some of you been listening to this stuff been going on here, and you're getting a hold to it, and things are beginning to change already. Next time the preacher says, does anybody want, you know, they used to do it all the time, but nowadays in church, they don't even ask people to testify anymore, because what I said earlier, you get some old whiner, get up there and start crying. I ain't gonna make it. No, let me drop that off. Forgive me. Look, let's read a couple of scriptures and talk about them. How about turning it over to 1 John? 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. 1 John chapter 4, verse 10 says, in this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. That propitiation, that's a hard word for his country boy. But it simply means he was the replacement. He took our place. The Bible says, he who knew no sin became sin for us so that we could be the righteousness of God in him, in Christ. Folks, that's good news. But now, we've been trained to think otherwise. Religion has trained us in the one that says, you know, the sum total of the law of the old covenant is, you shall love the Lord God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. That's Deuteronomy 6:5. And it was also Jesus, when he was being confronted by a legalistic lawyer, he came to him. When they came to him with the law, he came right back at him. Remember when they said, oh, sir, what would you say is the greatest commandment? And he said, well, in the law, the greatest commandment is you got to love God with everything. You got to love God. And then the next one is love your neighbor as yourself. But my question to you is the same question that God finally asked me. He said, have you ever been, and I was, you know, it's like, I couldn't believe God was asking me this, but I'm asking you, have you ever been able to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength? No, you have not. And guess what? Nobody has. It's a human impossibility. That's what the law is designed to do. It's designed to show you how perfect it is and that you are not perfect and you cannot keep it. Therefore, you need a Savior. And that's exactly what Jesus did. He came so that he could keep it, and he kept it in our place. And it says he didn't said, I didn't come to abolish it. I came to fulfill it. And then he nailed it to the cross. And folks, let me tell you something right now. What we just read in 1 John, it says, here's love. It's not that you loved God. It's that he loves you. Ask yourself this question. Do you believe that God loves you right now? Say, do I believe that God loves me today? Do I believe that God loves me right now? These programs are so short, I wish I had time to really elaborate on it. I got another scripture I want to bring to you, and let's talk about it. Let me do this little commercial. I didn't get to it yesterday. I want you to hear my saxophone player today. Hold on.
SaturateNow.com. If you'll go to that website, you can get information about Crossroads Gospel Singers, where we're going to be. You can even book our group if you'd like. You can also get radio content for this Saturate program. You can even download music as well. The site is under construction, so keep coming back to see what changes have been made. If you desire to make a tax-deductible donation to the ministry, SaturateNow.com is the place to go. Thanks for your generous support of the ministry. God bless you.
Hey, listen. Turn in your Bible to Romans chapter 4. We just did 1 John chapter 4. Now we're going to do Romans chapter 4. Get over to Romans chapter 4. Let's start in verse 4. How about all these fours? Make it easy to remember. It says, now the wages of the worker are not credited as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the one who does not work, in other words, the person that knows that you can't have, you know, grace is not something you earn, it says, starting at 5 again. However, to the one who does not work but believes in him, and that's a capital him talking about God, in him who justifies the ungodly. Now, you need to underline that. He justifies the ungodly. His faith is credited as righteousness. Folks, this will blow religious people right out of the water. It's an amazing thing. Jesus loves people that are unlovable. Jesus came to die for the person who needed him the most. Think about it this way. If you were standing on the shore and your best friend had swam out in the water, but he couldn't make it back and he's about to die, he's about to drown, and a boat came up, do you think the boat's going to throw you a lifeline? No, you don't need it. You're on the shore. They throw it to him. He needs it. The Bible says that Jesus died for the ungodly. The Bible says that God justifies the ungodly. A lot of the religion I was raised in, they didn't do it that way. It was always like, you get right, and then God will love you. See, and that was one of the problems. And I'll tell you, I hate to even admit it, but it's the truth. I was in ministry, preaching the gospel, been on the ministry field for years and years, and I didn't believe God loved me. Not like I know now, not like I know today, because I knew I had secret sins in my life. I knew they weren't secret from God. They were secret from everybody else. But that was it. They weren't secret from God. I believed enough in God to know he knew everything that I was, and he knew I was nasty, trashy and unrighteous and wasn't worthy. Not one time did anybody come to me and tell me that Jesus wants to have grace. It's grace. Grace is not for people who deserve it. We use that definition for grace. It's called unmerited favor. Well, Grace is not for people who deserve it. Grace is for people who don't deserve it. Think about forgiveness. Somebody does you wrong, you know, and the devil wants you to tell you, I'll go over there and whoop them, you know, or go over there and do something ugly, return evil for evil. But to forgive is divine. You know that? Forgiveness is a divine attribute. Forgiveness is for people who don't deserve it. Think about that. Forgiveness is for people that do not deserve it. So the devil's doing his very best to try his best to convince you how unworthy you are. Guess what? You are. Go on and admit it. I am unworthy. That's why he died. He died to justify me. He came to save me. I was lost and I needed a savior. Listen to this. I'm going to read a little excerpt from this book I've been reading. Beloved, you are completely and irrevocably forgiven. Because his love for you, Jesus has already borne the punishment for your sins, all of them. This is why you can receive God's love afresh, even when you fail. Every time you fail, he has forgiven you. It's time for you to forgive yourself. Don't for one moment think that he wants you to remain in guilt when you fail. The truth is, the more guilty you feel, the more you are doomed to perpetuate that sin. Unfortunately, there are religious folks who believe that when people fail or fall into sin, one needs to make them feel really bad about themselves and crush them with guilt and condemnation until they repent of their wrongdoing. Sound familiar? Sound like some of the churches I've been to. And let me tell you something else. You know, I've been overweight all my life, and I just love these people that come up there and tell me, I think you've gained some weight. I'm like, you know, you didn't have to tell me that. I knew it. You don't have to tell a fat boy he's fat. He knows. Do you know you have a conscience, and your conscience, even your conscience, will play on you and try its best to remind you how unworthy you are and how bad you are, that old guilty conscience. Well, listen to this, and we're going to close. When your conscience condemns you and wants justice every time you fail, I want you to see yourself cleansed and washed and made righteous by the blood of Jesus. Go on and do it. Just stand up and just see yourself as the friend of God, the apple of his eye, and push that condemnation away from you as fast as you can. Listen to me. God don't want you to feel guilty. God didn't die on the cross so that the guilty could be more guilty or the condemned could be more condemned. Listen to this. Jesus didn't sacrifice himself on the cross to justify those who were perfect and godly. We just read it. He came to justify the ungodly. Look, if you're like me, you know you've messed up. I knew I messed up. Like I say, you don't have to tell a fat boy he's fat. He knew it. And I love these preachers that get up in the pulpit and want to tell everybody all about their sin. Like he's telling them, and he'll tell them, I got the word from the Lord today. No, you stand up and tell people and wallow, get them to wallow in sin, you get the word of the devil. Because that's what he does. He's the accuser of the brethren. Folks, we need people to tell us about the love of Jesus. That's what I'm telling you today. Yeah, but brother, don't you think when you tell people about all this grace and all this love and unconditional love, it's just going to make people just want to go do whatever they want to do? No, I don't. What I think makes people want to go sin more is when they walk around with a guilty conscience and they can never get their conscience clean. The Bible says the worshipers ought to have their conscience clean from sin. That's what we need to do, not run from God, run to him. And you're not going to run to him unless you can trust him and know that he loves you unconditionally. And when you really, really, really know that, it answers the problem about sin. Jesus even said it. He said, I say, don't sin. But if you do sin, you have an advocate with the Father, the righteous Jesus. Not the righteous Chris, not the righteous you, the righteous Jesus. Folks, listen, if you need Jesus today, call on him right now. Don't wait another minute. Say, Father, I need a Savior. I need him right now. I'm asking him to come in my heart and be my Lord and Savior, and I accept him as my Savior right now in Jesus' name. It's very simple. If you did that, he's come into your heart, and you can begin to live now a real life, the God life. Hey, we love you. Please call somebody and let them know the decision you have made. Stay with us. Come back again tomorrow. We love you. Holla at us on saturatenow.com. Bye-bye.